My name's Sean O'Bacon, and I'm a perfect 38.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I'm a perfect 10.
And this is...
Shot of Jack!
The Linux desktop is awash with applications that do just about anything and everything. A few shots back, we kicked off a new series called The Perfect 10, in which we picked the 10 applications that we just simply couldn't live without. And with this coming from Shot of Jack, you can of course be assured that every app has been through a pretty rigorous test. So, without further ado, we're going to drill into the top 10 apps that make the Linux desktop a really rocking place. Ack, what's your first app?
Before I name my first app, I should point out we had a rule for this. We're not talking about apps that come with the desktop that are part of the default installation. So there's no Firefox, no Tomboy, no Rhythmbox, no Ubuntu One, no Epiphany. It's all about things that we've discovered that make our lives interesting. So, yeah. I mean, technically my first app does come with the desktop, but I think nobody knows about it. It's called Simple Scan. Now, in the past... there's been the Dread X Sane for scanning things, which presents you with the most complicated user interface you've ever seen in your entire life.
The thing that I love about X Sane as well is that it's not only one confusing window, but it's about five confusing windows all laid on top of each other.
Exactly. Beautiful. And my dad, one of the things I found most amusing about it is, you know, and I know, and most of the people listening to this know, that Sane is the underlying kind of scanner application, and X-Sane is the X application that makes it work, right?
Yeah.
But my dad has no idea that old X applications used to be called X-something, like X-Eyes or whatever. People don't do that kind of thing anymore. So he rang me up and said, I've been trying to do a scan. And I said, yeah, what were you using? And he said, I'm using this Xan thing. And I went, what? And it took me about 10 minutes to work out that what he meant was X-Sane, right? But anyway, Robert Ansel wrote a thing called Simple Scan. And basically, when I want to scan things, I want to put something in the scanner and then press a big red button with scan written on it and then get a scanner. And that's exactly what Simple Scan
does. It is excellent. It is
simple,
really, really,
and it
simple.
Scans, and that's all it does. And it's brilliant. The best thing about it is a couple of times I had to scan a load of documents as part of my divorce settlement. Right, so I'm going through, I'm scanning all these things. And there were a few times when I thought, God, it'd be really useful if I could save this as a PDF. And then I looked, and you could. So it seems to actually have all the features I require. It just didn't make them obvious until I realised that I needed them. And then suddenly they were there.
Yeah.
So it's a brilliant example of an app which is very clear about what it does. It covers all the things I actually need in a really clear interface, and hurrah, Simple Scan, big
props
from the shop
to Robert Ansel. So next up for me is going to be XChat Gnome. I spend all day, every day on IRC because it's part of my job. And, you know, I'm not only on one IRC network, but multiple networks and then multiple channels as well. And XChat's just a pretty simple... XChat Gnome is a pretty simple client. There's two XChats, XChat and XChat Gnome. And the Gnome version is basically a lot easier to use. So if you want to get involved in IRC, if you want to, you know, use some of the support channels, get to know the rest of the community, XChat Gnome is just absolutely ideal. And the other thing I like about it is it's got a messaging menu plugin as well, so it integrates nicely with the Ubuntu messenger menu. So
one of the other neat things about XChat Gnome is that, again, very much like Simple Scan, it's actually got quite a lot of depth to it, but it's all well organized so that you don't need that, and it doesn't get in your way until you think, I wish I could just always join this channel, and then you right click on a channel name and find auto join on connect. I thought, wow, that's brilliant. That's what I want.
Yeah.
It seems to have, again, all the features that we actually want. My next application is called Calibre, or possibly Calibre. I've heard people pronouncing it. It's an ebook manager. So what it can do is you feed it ebooks in any one of about 60 different formats, and then it converts them to EPUB for you. It can read text, plain text documents. It can read PDFs, HTML, loads of stuff, and it'll categorize them all by author. It sets them all up really nicely in its library, and then it knows how to export to various devices. So, as mentioned before, I use Aldeco to read books on my on my Android phone. And so I can just drag a text document that I've downloaded or a text ebook or an HTML ebook or whatever into Calibre and then say, convert it to an EPUB, sync it to my Android device, and it's done.
It's really good, but it's got a horrific user interface.
The UI is grim and dreadful. I was hoping you weren't going to know about this. Yes, the UI needs a boot in the arse to shape up, and the bloke is way too fond of having icons half the size of your desktop. But
well, part of the reason why I discovered this, I wrote a little application called Flarebook to interface with the Kindle. But a Kindle specifically, and Calibre was part of the reason why I wrote that. Calibre does everything that you want, but looks like a poo on a platter.
I would love someone to fork it and build new UI on top of the underlying technology.
There we go, community, off you go. So next up for me is an application that again technically really ships with many distributions. That's Gedit, or Gedit, some people refer to it.
It's not Gedit.
But I don't want to talk about it just typing in text and the fact that it can spell check stuff and all the rest of it. That's, we all know that. The thing I like about Gedit is that it's actually really extensible. So, for example, there's great support if you want to do programming. If you want to do Python, for example, there's really good source formatting. There's a snippets feature inside it in which you can basically just really easily paste in short code fragments that you use a lot, for example, if you want to create classes and stuff like that. And I just love the fact that it comes with a ton of plugins and it's really easy to write plugins for it as well. So a lot of people look at Gedit and think that it's just like Windows Notepad, but for the Linux desktop, but it's actually a really, really extensible, flexible text editor. And it's wonderful. So again, we're talking about depth, look under the surface and it does all kinds of stuff.
I completely agree with you. Gedit is probably my favourite program. I mean, I spend all day in it, and it's lovely. I've customised mine no end. I've written plugins for it. I've used other people's plugins. It does everything you could want a programmer's editor to do without doing a load of things that you don't want a programmer's editor to do, like be a psychoanalyst. And so it's just fantastic. Hooray for Gedit. Well done, Gedit team.
So what's next up for you?
My next one, since I spend a reasonable portion of my day writing code, I'm allowed one programming application, I think. And my one is called Defeat. It's for people who use Dbus. It's completely useless to you.
And just to clarify for those people listening, it's spelled D, the letter D, dash, feet. It's not the word defeat.
Yes, correct. Yeah, D-feet. It's written by John Palmieri. Red Hat, and it's basically a Dbus inspector. It lets you see what applications are on Dbus and what methods they offer and what signals they offer and everything. And if you're trying to debug something that's calling Dbus, it's the most invaluable tool ever. If you're not trying to do that, it's completely useless to you. But if you ever have to deal with Dbus for any reason, install Defeat. You will not regret it.
So next up for me is again an app that actually ships with distros, but a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people don't use it. It's called Gwibber. And Gwibber is a microblogging client, so you can talk to Twitter and Identica and Facebook and a load of social networks that no one actually uses. And it's just really, really simple. The thing I love about Gwibber is I used to use a thing called TweetDeck, which is Adobe Air app. And what it does is it allows you to have lots of different columns. So, for example, you can have messages, people you follow, and then you can have replies and private messages. But then you can also have searches. So, for example, I have a search for Shot of Jack to see when people mention Shot of Jack. And that was the killer feature about TweetDeck, but it didn't support many of the other networks like Identica. Gwibber brings all of that together. It integrates really nicely into the desktop. It integrates into the messaging menu. It shows Notify OSD bubbles. It's just a beautiful little app. I love it. So if you want a microblog, check out Gwibber. It's really, really cool.
Agreed. One nice thing, speaking of a programming perspective about Gwibber, is that it also makes a lot of its features available
the API
to other applications. So you can embed a tweet this button or a text box into your application, and it makes it really, really easy to send a message out to Twitter and Identica or Facebook or what have you without you having to know anything about how to talk to their APIs or anything. Gwibber does it all for you. Hooray.
Fantastic.
My next application is called Shutter. It's it's basically a replacement for the GNOME screenshot tool. So if you hit print screen, GNOME screenshot takes a screenshot of your desktop, which is nice. Hooray. Shutter is basically that, but turned up to 11. So every feature you could possibly imagine that anyone would ever want in a screenshot tool, it does. I don't use three quarters of it, but I take screenshots.
Surely the only
lot.
Feature you want is take a fucking screenshot.
Not at all. That's the point. This is why I use Shutter rather than GNOME screenshot. Because I have to take screenshots quite a lot because I want to show people this is what this application looks like. This is how I'm displaying it for bug reporting, for demonstrating to someone what something looks like. And if you just take a screenshot, fine, but then you've got to go and cut out the window that you want in the GIMP or you've got to say, okay, now I'll save that to my desktop and then I'll upload it to somewhere. And Shutter has all this stuff built in. So it gives you not only a way to just arbitrarily crop the application, the screenshot that you've just taken, but you can also set it up so on a key press it takes a screenshot of just the one window you're pointing at. It has ways of publishing the screenshot that you've just taken to any one of half a dozen different image hosting services. It lets you actually edit the screenshot that you've just taken. It's just really handy. It remembers the last three or four screenshots that you've done, so you can flick in between them. So I think it's a better replacement. If you take a lot of screenshots, install Shutter. It's great.
Wicked. So the last one of mine, and I'm not going to talk too much about this because we actually did this shot on it. It's called Mumble. We did a shot a few weeks back now called "Let's Get Ready to Mumble," and it's basically IRC but with audio, and it's absolutely phenomenal. I use it every day. I use it for team calls. Use it for talking with other people in the company. It's like this wonderful unknown application that a lot of people are starting to use because it's a great alternative, you know, to conference call lines and to Skype and stuff like that. So. Seriously, check out Mumble and more specifically, go and check out the shot about Mumble and where we talk about it in a lot more detail.
Yep. My last application is called Gwake. Now, again, this is something of a programmer's tool or a system administrator's tool because it's a terminal, much like GNOME terminal or whatever. But you bind it to a key and then the terminal drops down from the top of your screen. It's called Gwake because the terminal in Quake, the game, used to do that. And I find it a much, much, much better way of getting it. A lot of people have Xterm or GNOME terminal or whatever bound to a key. But I am now that used to the idea of hitting F2 and having a terminal drop down that I find myself doing on other people's computers and being really frustrated when it doesn't work. Just having a terminal, which is always in the same place, appear at the press of a button is incredibly useful.
Yep.
So, Gwake, Guake. Go, install it. It's great.
So it turns out that I'm a Muppet and I missed an app off. So I'm going to talk about my actual final app now. You can believe me, folks. It's called AWN, which is Avant Window Navigator. And it's basically a dock. There's lots of docks out there, docky and, you know, various other things. But I like AWN for a few reasons. First of all, it's rippingly fast. And second, it's really simple. So basically, I've been running a dock instead of a bottom panel in GNOME now for probably a year and a half, something like that. I just find it a lot easier. It's a lot more elegant to use. It comes with a bunch of different plugins, you know, to support different things such as, you know, showing your desktop and showing system progress, system load and all that kind of stuff. So highly recommended. And it's also written by a guy called Neil Patel, who's just a complete total legend. So that's it.
He is total legend. I don't think he maintains
it. No, I think he's handed it off now, but he wrote
but,
it. Yeah.
But he wrote the original version, yeah. He's cool, right, Neil? Yeah, okay, so those are our top 10 apps. And what we want to hear next is what you think top 10 apps are. Again, remember, we don't want the default app, so no writing in saying we really love Firefox. We know it's great. Well done. this is all about discovering things that other people might not know
yes.
about. We have a wealth of applications. You hear people talking all the time about, you know, there are 12,000 applications in Ubuntu or something. But then if you get the impression that everyone only uses the same 25 apps and the rest of them don't get used. And I don't think that's the case. So I'd love to hear about things that make your desktop better.
Absolutely. And the thing is as well, when we did the last shot in this series on Android, there's a ton of recommendations. People really enjoyed the opportunity to not only go and share their thoughts, but also to go and read what other people's recommendations are. We're just the start of the conversation. So go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments right there.
Or you can go to shopjack.org/discuss and tell us what you like, which apps you like on Twitter or on Identica. You can send us email directly and tell us what you think. And the other thing you should do is go to shopjack.org/discuss and send us email about what else you'd like to see in the perfect 10, which other things you'd like to see a top 10 of.
Absolutely, and we'll see you on the next Shop of Jack.